Democratic Representative Casey Becker from Boulder is sponsoring House Bill 1047. She says it's wrong for businesses to post mugshots and then force people to pay hundreds of dollars to take them down.
The photographs are scraped from the internet or from other locations from law enforcement websites and republished on commercial sites. These websites are then search optimized so that when someone Googles someone's name, it's often the very first thing that comes up.
Becker says the mugshots carry a stigma and can impact people for years.
It affects many innocent people who have never been convicted of a crime. It affects their ability to get a job, apply for a lease. One woman testified in another state that this affected her dating ability.
Becker's bill would allow people who are innocent, never charged with a crime, or have sealed cases to get their mugshots removed for free. The American Civil Liberties Union was the only group testifying against the bill.
Websites have a right to commercial speech, even if we find it distasteful. It is a public record, and for that reason alone, it is protected by the First Amendment.
Denise Maez is with the ACLU. She says the measure is also unfair because it exempts the media and other types of organizations from the same restrictions.
If they had one of your mugshots and they wanted to post it for political reasons, for political speech, there is seems to be some safe harbor for those that aren't doing it for a commercial enterprise versus those that are trying to make money out of it.
You know, reasonable minds can disagree about the scope of what constitutional rights are.
David Blake is a deputy attorney general in the Colorado Attorney General's office. His office is neutral on the measure. He says he thinks the attorney general could defend the law if passed, but he notes that people who are arrested don't have a right to privacy.
You do not, and I'm unaware of case law that says you have a privacy right in activities that you take in the public, or for that matter, in your arrest photo. There's not a misrepresentation here. It's your arrest photo. It's not your conviction photo. It's not anything else.
The ACLU said it would support the bill if mugshots were no longer public records, but advocates for the press would oppose such a change. In the end, the committee voted to send the measure to the full House floor. Only two Republicans voted against it. Similar mugshot restriction laws have passed in other states such as Texas, Georgia, and Oregon. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.